That's how I know. That's how I know. That's how I know. That's how I knew that I was different. I said it. I thought it. I dreamt it. I said it. I did it. I made it. I taste it. I love it. I need it. I want it. More of it. I feel it. I'm got it. I'm gutted. I'm genius. I'm proud of cheese grits at four seasons.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of This Is Recorded podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Special day. Number one, we're glad to be here. We're glad to be alive, and it's a great day for you to tell somebody about This Is Recorded podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow on Instagram. All This Is Recorded on both Instagram and YouTube. How was your day? I hope it was good. If it was bad, I'm sorry. And let's get it tomorrow. Let's start brand new. Let's live this life. Let's enjoy. And let's, man, let's support each other. Let's share friends. My boy G Merrick, real John Doe, J.O., go listen to their music. Go follow some people. Go support your people. Go buy something from your friends. Tell your family you love them. Do whatever it is that's positive in your life and good in your life, because we got to live this life, and we got to, our whole purpose in life is really to uplift, man. I think as you get older, you realize that a selfless journey is the best journey. What you do for others is way better than what you can do just for yourself. And I think as we get older, hopefully, not all the time, but as we get older, we figure that out and we learn that, you know, that, I mean, life is all like all these things we could buy and we could do for ourselves. But what does it mean if we can't do nothing for nobody else? So let's inspire and let's, you know, like Bob Marley is one of my favorites. And it feels kind of like corny and cliche because it's like, oh, it's Bob Marley. Of course, everybody loved Bob Marley. But the love for him is that, I mean, what he did for his people. Malcolm X, the love for him is what he did for the people. It's the way these people live that was just so amazing. And, man, this is recorded. I just want to uplift and, you know, inspire and just thank everybody for listening, all the kind words, all the support, man. Right before I recorded today, man, got one of the best phone calls I could ever get. My boy Joseph, man, Solo Eterno, go listen to his music. Just hit me up and was like, man, I was really having a rough day. And I threw on your podcast and it just made me, you know, it made me feel uplifted in the words. It made me feel like I was at home. And this is all I want to do with this podcast is just make something timeless. Like other podcasts, you know, they talk about stuff that's going on weekly or they might be celebrities from some other field. I want to make my own lane and I'm currently making my own lane and just uplifting the people, have a good time, a laugh, and that's the whole purpose of this podcast. What my boy Joseph called, thank you for the encouragement, and just said, man, I was having a bad day, and I threw this on. This is recorded conversations, so this is recorded podcast is there for you, man, when you just want to hear something or learn something about somebody new or just be motivated. Like, this is the whole point of the podcast. This is the whole point of everything I do. It's just for the people, man. I've always been selfless my whole life, to a fault at times, but that's just how I wanted to live my life, is for the people and just doing things for people. You know, that was just my journey and my goal in life. But we got to start this off with two good, one great. I got to get a little drink real quick because I'm parched. Please hold. Thank you so much. You're far too kind. Too good, one great. Too good, it was a beautiful day outside. I love the weather. As you get older, you also feel the comfort and joy of just, like, outside. And outside just being a great thing and just feeling it. And so it was a beautiful day. Another good is that I seen a lot of support for people. You know, I'm taking a central sterile course. I didn't get the certificate yet, but I did get like a graduation, and it was a battery in my back. It was motivational to like, man, like keep going. And it's not for what I started my journey out with, but it's, you know, a step, and it mentally does something for you. You know, we get so caught up on we got to be like, oh, this degree, that degree. But man, the things that you would not think was for you can just uplift you. So that was good as well. But the great thing was, man, I just, you know, I got a real love for like the technical college or the lower levels, because it's just, you know, you could, number one, you can pretty much get, if you come from low income, you can get the state to pay for it, or the government to pay for it, your classes. That's amazing, because you could come out of it with a career and have no debt. And also technical, you can learn HVAC, and these are things that you could start your own business with the Central Sterile. Hopefully I can start my own business or find something to do with it. And, you know, technical college is just like a lot of lower level, a lot of people that probably just came to this country and wanted to start out low. And, you know, it's just a lot of support. It was really ratchet at the graduation, because we had it a parking lot, it was a rundown parking lot, and people was out there in their cars for social distancing. So we honking horns and everybody just wilding out and just really proud, because for a lot of people, that was their first time seeing their family do anything like that, especially at the technical level. That was just the first time anybody seen anything like that. So that was just amazing. And then just the support and the love for people. The love, man, that was the great, the love that people have for other people doing things that's not themselves. The selflessness of the love and the support of people just uplifting they people, they loved one, man. That was just, it was just an amazing thing to see, man. But, man, let's get into it, because my story is probably no different, you know, than anybody else's. You know, far as school, especially dudes, what I learned too, especially with dudes of color, like black men and stuff like that, it's like we don't really care for school, because when we get knocked down with school, we're like, man, fuck school. I'm done with this. I don't want to do this no more. School ain't for me. So we just like, yo, we take that approach. We do something else. It's because we're not really used to, you know, disappointments and taking those hits. But, you know, the ladies, they do better in school, because, you know, like for my wife and so many others, they may have a kid, they may have a setback, they may have this, they may have that, but they like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to still keep going. My wife got put out of a program 1 week and was signing up for another program the next week. As for me, I'd have been devastated to get in the program I want and then to get booted out. I'd be like, man, fuck this forever. But she wasn't, man. She was a warrior. She was like, hey, let's get it. On to the next one, man. And that's what a lot of black women and, you know, women of color, they just like, yo, I'm going to get it, and women in general. But dudes, we like, nah, fuck that. We don't want to do that no more. So, man, let's get into the journey of Rez, man, real quick. So, the journey of me, when I was younger, you know, growing up in Brooklyn, New York. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to the whole New York. If you don't know, I jumped around everywhere. I was born in Brooklyn, lived in Brooklyn, then lived in Harlem, then lived in Virginia, then lived in New Jersey, then lived back in Virginia, then lived in California, now living in Georgia. The story of Reg. It's very crazy. No, my parents were not in the military. We just moved a lot. But the story of me, man, school was always a rough journey for me. And from moving around when we was younger and stuff like that, and from having a teenage mother and different things that had to do what she had to do, school wasn't like a huge focus, you know. So, you know, when people were getting stuck with one class and being in one way and learning one curriculum from one state, I was moving around. So going from New York to Virginia, I got left back because I couldn't read. I could not read properly. So, you know, in school, I think at that young age, they kind of leave it up to your parents, whether you, you know, are left back or not. So I had got left back, you know, so they was like, hey, he can't read properly. I don't think that'll be good for him to go on to the next grade. So they left me back first grade. I did like three different first grades because I moved a lot. Had Hooked on Phonics, and, you know, Hooked on Phonics is kind of embarrassing because Hooked on Phonics was a program to help you learn how to read. And, I mean, younger kids listening, some people ain't going to know what that is, but it's a program to help you learn how to read. And, you know, it was kind of hard for me, you know, but eventually I end up getting it, you know. So you have the, you know, Hooked on Phonics, man. That's just kind of embarrassing because people just kind of grow up reading books and learning how to read, but that wasn't my story, man. So from Hooked on Phonics, I do that, and then as I get older and just going through school, in middle school, then math comes. Math is an issue for me. Math, I'm at a lower level in sixth grade, you know, in math. So they put me in this, like, pretty much a super low level math, you know. So that was also kind of embarrassing, but it's another part of my life story, man. I was in this lower level math. So I had to do that and, you know, try to come overcome that. Then I get into ninth grade. The math comes up again. I can't do the math. It just is like the lowest level math that you can get. Like, hey, you're in a room full of people that just don't understand math. You're not with everybody else, you know. And it could be embarrassing because I knew, like, I'm not with the normal people in math. They made a class specifically for these people that can't get math. Like, there's no point in putting them in a higher math class. So they put us in the lower level math class. And then, you know, from knowing these things and growing up and stuff, and then I was living in California, but always knew I wanted to make my way back to the East Coast. So I made my way back to the East Coast from California after high school, and I lived with my mom in Georgia. But also knowing that I didn't want to live in California, I didn't even pay attention to school at all. I didn't have no guidance as well about school. So nobody was really in my ear like, you should do this, you should do that. No, it was just me. Like, hey, I don't want to do school here, so what's the point of going to school? And I didn't even know what I wanted to go to school for. I just know I wanted to make money. So that was just, that was that on that. So move here. They have this thing called the Hope Scholarship, where if you're in high school in Georgia, you get, if you keep a B grade point average, you can get like your school paid for a while and a good amount. Like, you can graduate with, yeah, the lottery pays for that. So, you know, but if you're not from here like me, if you stay here and you're a resident for a year, you're over 18 and you sign up for the military, like, to be drafted, I think those were the two stipulations. You had to live here for a year and you had to have signed up for the military if there was ever to be a draft. So I did that. So I'm in school. Once again, lower level math, and I'm just doing school. But it really motivated me because I always felt less than in school. You know, I always felt like I'm not the smartest, and I mean, they keep placing me in these like lower level classes. So I'm like, I don't know. But being there at Griffin Tech, what it was called at the time, in 2008, was a super confidence booster. It boosted my confidence because I was getting really good grades and I was learning math all over again from the bottom level. So that was cool to know that I could do it once I applied myself, you know, in high school and shit. People just like, yo, I'm just trying to get by. But for me, man, when I made it through, it was just amazing. It was amazing to like get these grades. So I'm getting the grades and I'm doing well for myself. And then it's time, you know, you got to take the college algebra. So you have to sit there, and I took all these remedial lower level math classes. And I would, each time after each remedial math class, I think I took like three or four of them, you could try to take the test to take college algebra because I wanted to go to school to be a radiology tech. So after each one, I feel like, oh, I got the confidence enough to get it. Failed it. Next year, failed it. The next year, the third year after taking all these different math classes, I finally passed it. So that day was amazing. I wanted to hug the dude that was there at the testing center. I know he was looking at me crazy, but I did that. I passed it, was super excited. So then the last thing to do after you take all these classes for your program is to take this final entry exam into the program. And when I go take the entry exam, I failed it. And I'm like, damn, man, like, I have this high grade point average and shit like that. Still failed it. You know, it's like, wow, like, what the fuck? Like, why did I get here? And, you know, that pride kicks in, that man pride. So it's just like, man, I done got all, put in all these years, had to do it slower than everybody else because I'm working full time just for me to just fail, you know, like that. It just really was devastating. So it made me just want to quit and leave it alone. But, you know, I have a great wife in my corner and, man, just a super, man, partner and just motivation for life. And she's like, man, just try again, just try a different school. So I try again, go to Atlanta Technical College in the city. You know, I feel like that's my HBCU that I attended. So I went there and I'm like, all right, well, I gotta take these two or other classes to get in the program. So I take these classes because my classes had expired, because it was 5 years since I took certain classes. Pay attention, it's 2008. So, now is what, 2012, 2013 or something like that. So, I'm taking these classes to start all over. And then I go to take this entry exam. I failed it by 2 points. And I'm like, fuck, man. But I keep going to school, keep being motivated and say, yo, I'm going to take it again. I failed it again by 2 points. So after that, man, I was like, man, devastated again. So that probably was 2015, I think. So, or 2014. So 5 years, your classes that you need to get in the program, they expire. So I'm like, fuck it. Fuck that. Fuck everything. I had a decent job. I'm not doing school. You know, nothing like that. So I'm like, yo, let's just stop doing this. Like, I live a good life without this school thing. I want to own my own business anyway. So fuck that. I'm not doing that. So that was all right for a little while, just working my job until I realized I don't really fuck with this job and I don't like jobs. But if I'm going to do a job, let me do something that pays decent. And the radiology tech thing is it. So that pays decent. So right before my classes expire, my wife, she motivates me to go back and just take this test one more time before my classes expire. So we go through this long journey, you know, of like just like studying. I'm studying everything. They got this book at the library that's supposed to help you study, but it's never in. They got it in right before the test. I'm studying that. We on vacation, studying on vacation, you know, like in a cabin, and we're studying and I'm like getting it. And she's happy for me. We all excited. And I get to the test day and I bombed. And I'm like, this shit wasn't even on the test, like the study guide at all. And that's one thing about these entries exams and shit like that, which is kind of crazy. It's like, if you know it, you know it. I understand that they're trying to, you know, like weed out the people that want to be there and don't want to be there. But I feel like if you know it, you know it. And that's all that matters. But that's their rules in life, and you got to make your own rules. And or before you play by your own rules, you got to listen to everybody else's rules. So I had to do it, man, and I was just like devastated, like wow. But I was devastated, but I was proud of myself. I was proud that I put in the work. I put in the work. I put in the time. I put in the effort. You know, I was working out, and then I would study, then I would study, then I would work out. I was just really motivated to get it, and I learned so much while I was studying, so I never was really mad at that. I felt like, man, this is great. You did great. You put in the effort, but it just wasn't my time. So, you know, I'm just like, all right, well, fuck it, you know. And that's when I went into the photography and working on the podcast and different things. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna have to make my own way. But, you know, as of recent, I was like Central Stereo, which is cleaning instruments, which everybody should get in if they could, you know, like want to do something to get them, check how much it is in your area, how much they get paid and what you can do, and just see, man, because it's a good feel and you could travel with it. Travel meaning they pay for your, where you stay at. You stay there for 6 to 8 weeks and you make triple what a regular person working would get. So it's a great thing, and it's a short, like, 8-month process. or something like that. So it's something that could be life-changing or motivating for you in a quick amount of time. So I get to this Central Sterile Journey, man, and I'm doing really good. I meet really good people. My teacher's amazing, black, and motivating. And it's just really, really great for me, man. And then we lead up to today, May 11th, 2021, man. That, you know, I'm not done because I got to do my clinicals. But just sitting there at the ceremony, man, and it's just like, it's so emotional because, like, this is the school I started with. This school has a different name now and everything. And then it's also a pandemic. So we outside and, we, you know, it's people of all walks of life. But it's really for the underachievers, man, the people that really, you know, people felt like they could never be shit, never did shit. A lot of them is really in college, period. People are first in their family. But the technical college, it's probably really, you're the first to do any type of school in your family. It's a lot of foreign people. It's a lot of people who probably were, like, considered not smart or illiterate or whatever. And it was even a student there that got her associate's degree, and she didn't even graduate high school yet. A technical college is also a great place because you don't need that much money, so you don't fall into that trap of, like, school. Because school doesn't validate you. School can be a great stepping stone, but I'm a firm believer, and school doesn't validate you, but it can be one hell of a push and a cushion that can get you to what you want to do. Time is the most important thing. So you want to have complete control of your 24 hours. So working a job, you can't do that. But working a job will be the first investor in helping you reach your goal of 24. But the technical colleges also give you cosmetology, you know, doing hair and nails, certificates, electrician, HVAC, plumbing. They got film at the school I go to, Southern Crescent. So all these different cool things that people really want to do, you can really do it from the technical college. So, man, that's just amazing. But, you know, it was just super emotional, man. And I just had tears of joy of all the times I just told y'all about. And getting to that journey, and, you know, it was just like the support means everything, and the support of people there rooting on their families and knowing that everybody is trying to get better and do better and be the first in their families is just amazing. The love that was in the building, the love I got from shout out G Merrick with the videos and Rachel, my boy Sean, TJ, Little Duke. Man, everybody that showed love, man, I really appreciate you, man. It means the world to me. And this, the love and support just means everything. And that's what we got to do. We got to love and support each other, man. And sometimes you don't have that person. And I know that. So sometimes you got to be your biggest supporter, your love, your support, man. You know, I meditate and I pray daily. And, you know, I'm talking to myself, honestly. Like, the things I want to hear from people, you know, I say to myself, you know, because sometimes there's somebody listening that don't have that, never have that. And, you know, at this point in life, probably feel like they never will. But, hey, man, let me hear it. Hey, let me say it to you. I'm proud of you. You know, if you never heard it, you know, I'm proud of you. And I don't know for what, but you know it. And let that be that voice in your head. Be your biggest cheerleader. Let yourself know you're proud of yourself. Because sometimes this world, you know, it's just not going to happen. But the greats are the ones that make a way out of no way and believe in they self. I'm learning in this entrepreneurial journey that the greats are the ones that have this undying belief in themselves that they're going to make it. And I believe that could be you. I believe that is you. You have to tell yourself, man, I'm proud of you, man. And when other people tell you that, when it comes from a genuine place, that means more than any dollar amount, anything. You know, you, people get whoopings and stuff when they younger and everybody get beaten. But, like, when somebody say, you know, I'm disappointed in you, that hurts the most. So imagine when somebody says, I'm proud of you. That feels amazing. So, man, for the people that, you know, are out there feeling down and out, feeling underappreciated. And like I said, school doesn't validate you, but it's a hell of a stepping stone. whatever you've overcome over the years, you know, from my older people, shit, from, you know, the time we were teenagers, we graduate 06, 05, 07, you know, to now, look at how much you overcame. Love yourself. Pray to yourself. Meditate to yourself. Tell yourself, like, hey, man, I'm proud of you. You know, we all need that. We all need that motivational push in the right way that, you know, we're proud of ourselves, because sometimes we're not going to get that. But for the people in our lives, you know, it means the world, man. The support I get from my peoples, man, you know, it just was just tears, man. Because, you know, the pandemic and different things, 2020 really shook our world and then lets us know what we are made of and what our friends are made of and everything. So it just, you know, it let me know, like, I got some good people in my corner, man. Shout out to anybody that texts me on this day. You know who you are. I really, really, man, appreciate you to the moon and back, to, man, the stars, to eternity, man. And just, like, you know, what I thought about today the most was, we get so caught up in school or where we at in life that we miss the blessings. And I've said that before, but we miss the blessings of people around us. What we have around us, whether we in a one bedroom or just recently got evicted or whatever, you know, the smiles or the jokes or the loves or the hugs or just the conversation that we get from the people around us means the world to us. So after we done feeling bad for ourselves and pitying ourselves, let's look and reflect and look around. Check your phone, your call log, your social media DMs. The people that's been communicating with you weekly, daily, monthly, those are the people that count. Those are the people that make us go. You know, everybody gets this big thing about relationships and people want to change you and shit like that. But shouldn't you want to change for the better? If you with somebody that's changing you for the better and it's uncomfortable, it's a good thing. You know, if it's a good, if they like, hey, you need to speak up to your parents. Hey, you need to stop letting people use you. You need to do this. That ain't bad talk. That's something that's uncomfortable, but that's a great talk. You know, that this person that you want to go through this life with, because you still with them. You ain't break up with them. You still around them. And if you cheating or whatever, that's on you. But, you know, the people that's right by your side, that lady or that man by your side, man, they are everything, especially if y'all been down for a long time, because they've been there. They seen you at the highest of highs, lowest of lows, and they ain't moved their position. They stay right there with you through thick and thin. To my queen, man, I couldn't have done it without her, because I'm like, oh, this probably don't even make as much money as what I do right now and stuff like that. But, man, the motivation and the feeling that I got today, I don't give a fuck if this shit paid minimum wage compared to what I get paid now. The feeling I felt today was amazing. And the feeling I felt today was motivating to motivate the people that listen to this recorded podcast and everybody beyond to do better, you know, to love better, to love harder, and to just really just be motivated to motivate somebody else, man. You know, man, it just is—it just was really inspiring to just see other people, you know, out there supporting their families, people, children out there. You got people, you know, picking up their kid because they was like, "Oh, I'm so proud of you." Yeah, it was just amazing, man. It was just like picking up their grown children, lifting them up. I'm so proud of you. And man, this is what this is recorded is, man. This is recorded is for the people. This is recorded is to motivate you. This is recorded for you to tell as many people as you can and to motivate yourself to help others, because we can buy a lot of things in this life, but the way we live forever is what we do for others. So let's always live this life to do for others, to help others, motivate others, travel the world, create these great memories. And if nobody else said it, like I said earlier before, I'm proud of you. And this is recorded.